The exhibition, Jacqueline Kennedy, The White House Years, opens to the public Tuesday at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It's the biggest show of the year by the museum's Costume Institute. 9 rooms filled with Jackie Kennedy's clothes, as well as film clips, letters, and other memorabilia. Museum members were able to get a preview this past week, and NPR's Margot Adler went along.
As you enter the exhibit, there's a striking film clip from the Kennedy years that perhaps speaks more than the pillbox hats and glorious gowns that are sure to bring hordes of visitors and revenue to the museum. In the clip, Jackie Kennedy is speaking Spanish during a campaign stop. Then she switches to Italian. In another clip, she speaks French. If Jackie Kennedy symbolized a style and elegance, she also symbolized a new internationalism, an America no longer isolated from the world. Hamish Bowles is the curator of this exhibit. He's also the European editor-at-large for Vogue magazine. He points to an outfit Jackie Kennedy wore on Inauguration Day, a shimmering sleeveless white dress.
Jacqueline Kennedy sort of understood that white was the most ceremonial color. And in film footage, you're immediately aware of the Kennedy's arrival because you have this huge auditorium. You have this spot of kind of gleaming, shining white satin dress appearing that has a kind of magisterial sort of debutante quality. And it really is as though Jackie is sort of conscious that this is her first appearance on the national stage.
Jackie Kennedy was conscious of every image. Every use of color was calculated, whether it was the beige coat that stood out in the crowd of dark coats during the inauguration ceremony, or on a trip to Canada, the bright red boxy jacket and skirt that harmonized perfectly with the Canadian Royal Mounted Police, leading to photographs that charmed the Canadians. When there was pressure for the First Lady to wear union-made American clothes, Jackie chose designers that incorporated many of the French styles she loved.
It was that sort of extraordinary synthesis that you had French chic, but with a real breezy American attitude that kind of created and then defined the Jackie look.
Bowles points to a copy of the speech John F. Kennedy made on their trip to France with the first 2 paragraphs crossed out. It speaks volumes about how much Jackie was loved in Europe.
He's crossed out the prepared first 2 paragraphs, and he's written in his rather spidery writing in the top right-hand corner, "I am the man who accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris," which is ultimately how he did introduce himself.
Many of the rooms in the exhibit mimic rooms in the White House. Painted on one wall are table placements. At one dinner, Tennessee Williams, Arthur Miller, Robert Lowell, Thornton Wilder are seated together. If there was something lasting in Jackie Kennedy's efforts, Bowles says, it was making the White House a living museum of presidential history.
It was in a fairly sorry state when she arrived, and it was completely and sort of magically transformed when she left.
Jackie Kennedy created a White House curator and a fine arts committee, and although each subsequent administration has made changes, the White House is now seen as a museum of artistic and historic importance. If items are disposed of, they are supposed to go to the Smithsonian. Reva Sanders and Bunny Franco, 2 visitors, are looking at several dresses. Why should we care about the style, I asked them.
There was an elegance to it. Those of us who were approximately that age when they came into the White House felt for the first time that the White House was ours.
Even with her background, there wasn't any snob appeal.
There's nobody to emulate. Britney Spears? That's not, to me, a model.
But it's more than style, says Bowles. Previous administrations had been suspicious of high art and high culture.
Obviously, one had been through all the McCarthy scares and everything, and I think there was this idea that intellectualism and culture were deeply suspect, if not communistic. And I think that, you know, she showed that what a celebratory thing it was to applaud the arts and culture, and that style was a part of that and it wasn't something to be suspicious of.
So Jackie Kennedy may have enjoyed the way a Paris sleeve is set into a jacket, but that isn't the message, says Bowles.
She really was, you know, the physical embodiment of her husband's administration and what so many things that he was standing for, namely this kind of internationalism and this sense that you could be at ease on the world stage and that you could converse with De Gaulle or Latin American leaders in their own language and you could make a speech in Venezuela. And I think she sort of really helped to change the international perception of America.
According to one story, at the age of 20, Jackie Kennedy said she wanted to be an overall art director for the 20th century. While she may never have achieved that, she clearly brought the arts and a sense of style into the mainstream, something that will last longer than the dresses on display here. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.